Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. What's new at VSiN.com? Nigel Seeley, best bets on the World Cup every day. We're down to eight after today. Adam Burke and Adam Kramer early handicapping the College Bowl season and the Circa Friday Football Invitational. Updated standings and graded Week 13 picks. Kazarian one spot ahead of Chuck Edel. It's what's new at VSiN.com. And here is the man. Let's go live to Cutter. Nigel Seeley, our guest at Seeley underscore Nigel on Twitter. I know I was you're on every day with us. I watched you on Bet Rivers with your podcast. You're having the time of your life here. And you've had what grade do you give it so far with your time at the World Cup and your stay?
It's definitely been an A+, Paulie. How are you doing, guys? Yeah, it's definitely been an A+. I think a lot of the negativity around it was obviously unjustified. But for me, I've had a great time. I wish I could show you the backdrop of where we are now.
Beautiful.
The ocean is coming in. You can see the stadium where Brazil played last night. I'm staring right at it. It's made out of shipping containers right on the bay near the airport. The planes are coming in off the ocean, and the waves are whapping in, and This stadium, they're taking it down to the ground next week. They're never going to be seen again, just for the World Cup. 45,000-seater stadium will be gone today. And I'm just staring right at it now with two massive cruise liners coming in. Private boat. When I saw the private boat coming in, I thought it was you and Paul. You and Mitch. But unfortunately, it wasn't you on the private yacht this time around.
Yeah, well, 4 years maybe we'll do that when it comes out here. Great call yesterday with the extra time and we go to penalties. Great job by the keeper with Croatia to save three of the four. Back at it, coming up in a few hours. How about Spain and Morocco? Spain $2 on a three-way, 360 to advance. Morocco, great call. You had them to win the group at a big ticket. What do you? Any thoughts on the first match here? Any tip?
I don't think it's going to be as easy as a lot of people think with Spain. I think Spain, they're a side that always tries to score that perfect goal and tries to make 50 passes instead of three passes. When it comes off, it's beautiful to watch, as we saw against Costa Rica. But since then, they've struggled. They threw with Germany, and then they got beat by Japan. I know it was a fringe team of Spain, but there's always this kind of big question mark about the Spanish, or whether they try to do too much. They're a young team, a very young team. And the Moroccans are wily, and they're very experienced. And I think this is going to be a really, really, really difficult match for Spain. I would think they would probably progress. But by getting one goal start with Morocco on the Asian handicap, where the game is a push, if Morocco only lose by one goal. I like that play. The other thing you'll find this evening or this morning over in the States is that when you see the live pictures, this will be probably about 85-90% Moroccans in the stadium. There's a huge Moroccan contingency and fans over here in the city of Doha. Not many Spanish. If you walk around town, you don't see many Spanish.
Okay.
Lots and lots of Moroccans here are going to be very, very popular. And I think that plus one goal would be my angle here. I don't think it's going to be easy for Spain at all. This is going to be a difficult game.
You were talking about this on your podcast. 23 matches now have gone over 2.5 goals, and 23 times both teams have scored. You also got into how many games were 0-0 at halftime. What do you expect moving forward now when we get into the final eight, or even put the last two matches today, so with 10 matches left?
Well, I think that these are going to be very close matches today. I mean, I wouldn't rule out any more possibility of draws or possibility of extra time in both of these games. That's how close I think they'll be. But I think the second game might be a little bit closer than the first game with less goals, because we'll come on to that in a little bit. But with regards to the quarterfinals of the World Cup, you're going to have 8 teams in this competition, and everyone apart from probably Croatia. I don't believe Croatia can win the World Cup. I think they're going to go into a match against Brazil, and I think they're overwhelming underdogs in that game. Mm-hmm. But 7 teams will think they can win the World Cup. You've never seen that before in World Cups before. You've usually got it to the quarterfinals with 8, and maybe 3 can win it. This time, 7 teams, you've got a genuine chance of winning the World Cup. And so you're going to see very tight games. I think we're going to go back to that sort of first round of fixtures where we saw a lot of unders, we saw a lot of low-scoring 0-0s, because the stakes are so high now, aren't they? I mean, a place in the last 4 of the World Cup. And when we get to that sort of semi-final stage, it looks as though we're going to see Argentina v Brazil, and possibly the winners of England v France will probably play either Spain or Portugal. All those 6 nations, there is nothing between them. So we are definitely going to be heading back to that first group stage with very low unders, very low draws, and high probability of draws and penalties, because the stakes, the fear of losing, override the exuberance and the confidence to go out for the win. They don't want to lose. They don't want to give anything away. And that's where we are this World Cup.
Okay. Portugal, Switzerland, total of 2.5. Under -140, Portugal 220 to advance, $1.15 in the three-way. Could this be cagey and nervy?
Definitely. I mean, the Swiss are notoriously very, very hard to beat, and they're a very, very underrated side. When they come through to the airplane's going over me now, when you hear the airplane, it might be quite low, it's very low. But when Switzerland qualify for the World Cup, they come through against some very, very tough opposition, including Portugal. They also played Portugal in the Nations League Cup competitions. The Swiss also knocked out Italy in the qualification. Italy didn't qualify the European Championship because they couldn't beat Switzerland over 2 games. I think Switzerland are probably one of the most underrated teams in European football. They have an exceptional goalkeeper. They have an exceptional work ethic. They have an exceptional coach. And they are not a team of individuals, but they are a team. With Portugal, the totally opposite applies. They are a team of individuals, and they aren't a team. Ronaldo is causing friction. I can see it already. Some of the reports that the managers come out with.
Yep.
And I don't think all is well in the Portuguese camp. Whether or not I would bring myself to bet against them in this game, I am not 100% convinced. But one thing I do expect this to be really, really close. I like the under 2.5 goals. Again, I'd probably be inclined to bet Switzerland plus half a goal. I want to get with both dogs down the handicap. I think that's the best way. I'm not going to say there's going to be an upset, and I don't think we should be rushing to bet the minus money on the 2 favourites. But to get the draw on our side in both of these games in regular time, I feel is the best strategy, because I think they're both questionable. I think the best teams in this competition by far are Brazil, France, Argentina, and England. I think those 4 are right up there. These nations, I'm not convinced, including Spain, I'm not convinced by them. So I think this could be a really interesting day in the World Cup competition. And I think if you were a bookmaker and the bettors were betting Spain and Portugal with you in a parlay, I think that's a heavy parlay, because I'm not convinced that one of them I'm not going to. I don't know which one's going to lose, but I don't think one of these will progress. I don't think it will be a Spain Portugal final. A quarter final. I think one of them might get beat here.
All right, the draw plus 250 at DraftKings. Looking at it now. Follow the money. Paulie and Mitch, Visa and the Sports Betting Network. Nigel Seeley, our guest at Seeley_Nigel on Twitter. They were a machine. They jumped all over South Korea yesterday, no problem. You think Brazil's too short then to win in 90 minutes against Croatia?
No, I think. Well, look, but the first thing last night, I mean, I spoke to you yesterday and I said I wasn't very impressed with Brazil from an offensive point of view. Very good defensively. After 25 minutes, I was made to eat my words. They were absolutely sensational. That was a real statement. And it was a privilege to be in the stadium last night to watch them in goal. Some of the goals were just poetry in motion. I think they really made a big mark last night in the competition. The only reason they are the low price to win it is because they run into Croatia. And Croatia just had to play 120 minutes of football, come through extra time and penalties. The Croatians looked absolutely exhausted during that game. In the extra time, they looked absolutely exhausted. And then they've got it to run into a fresh Brazilian side. Neymar, their best player, has been on the sidelines for two games. Vinicius Jr. hasn't really performed for two games. Richarlison has been rested as well. But that is a dangerous, dangerous prospect. I think that's the easiest task, and no surprise, in the quarterfinals, that will be the easiest task. I expect Brazil to win that comfortably by at least a two-goal margin, and that is why they're the low-price favourites they are. The other games are much more difficult, but what we saw last night was a real statement from the tournament favourites.
Yeah.
Whether they're valued to win, because, you know, I wouldn't still bet them, but to get to the semi-finals, I think their path to semi-finals is a very, very lucky one. But once they get to the semi-finals, an Argentinian side that have played them three times this year and they haven't beaten, and then probably France, England, Spain in the final, that's still a tough order for the Brazilians. But last night, they come to the party in a big, big way.
90 seconds left. The Premier League is back the day after Christmas. What do you expect from these leagues when this is over and the guys go back?
Well, I think for the big clubs like Manchester City, Liverpool, I think they've got a massive advantage because a lot of their key players aren't at the World Cup. Haaland isn't at the World Cup. Mo Salah's not at the World Cup. But I think for teams like Arsenal, who've got a lot of players at the World Cup, for teams like Tottenham, who have a lot of players at the World Cup, I think they might take a little bit of time to get in their stride, and I think you might see some shock results. But for Manchester City and Liverpool, I think it'll be business as usual and they'll move up the table. But for Arsenal, who are challenging for the Premier League title, to have, 20 players over here in the World Cup, their whole starting 11, I don't think you're going to see the same form as what we saw before they headed out to Qatar.
All right, my friend. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Take care, Paul. Do the best, mate.
All right. There's Nigel Seeley. Again, we start with Spain and Morocco. We take the goal with Morocco. And under with Portugal and Switzerland, under 2.5 coming up in the late match. And then the heavyweights right back at it Friday. Great point, too, about Croatia playing so long in extra time and now the short turnaround. And Brazil just put their feet up in the second half. Brazil as low as 260 in 90 minutes to beat Croatia, the first match on Friday. And then Argentina-Netherlands will be the late one. And then, Friday, Saturday, two matches, and then we'll know who the four teams are left going into next week with the semifinals. Up next, back to the NFL. Updated odds to win the awards. We talked about a player last week who was in triple digits. He's now below 20-1.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com. Check the current betting splits data, where the money and bets are moving every game. It's updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. You can see the changes in all the action. Check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits and other way. VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits every game at VSiN.com. Last week, we mentioned Jacobs, triple digits to an offensive player of the year. Another big performance in the win against the Chargers. He is 18-1 now for offensive player of the year. He's minus 150 at William Hill. He's minus 175 at DraftKings to lead in rushing yards.
His lead right now is 184 yards. Nick Chubb is number two, and he's up by many more yards than that over Derrick Henry.
And remember what Action Jackson, what Zach told us, who covers the team for the Athletics, said about lack of carries for Chubb moving forward. Eagles shut down Henry and Barkley, and I was all the way down to the, in the 10-14-1 range after he's had some so-so games. So Jacobs continues to open this up, and we'll see how he does if he plays, but he should, how he does Thursday against the Rams.
Right, now, he was questionable for the game this past week. Didn't matter. He was very good yet again, and you're exactly right. Limited with the walkthrough yesterday, but that's, come on, it's a Monday short week. They play Thursday night, coming off of a tough win against the Chargers.
What a season.
What was he, contract year again?
Playing
for another contract year.
And the ultimate, what could have been? I mean, still an outside chance they can make the playoffs, but this was definitely a playoff team, blowing all the leads and the no-show against the Colts and what happened early on for the Raiders. MVP, Mahomes plus 125, Hurts plus 175, Burrow 6-1. Tua took a big hit after struggling against San Francisco, so MVP race heating up. The other, Mahomes is $8 to lead in touchdown passes and also a good size favorite in passing yards as well.
Well, he's only up by five.
For the touchdowns?
Yeah, he has 30.
Wow.
Allen and Burrow each have 25. You know who's number four on the list?
Well, I think that's a safe lead, though, because what's a bad game for him, right?
Well, he had a bad, it was a, quote, bad game for him on Sunday when he had one touchdown.
Yes.
Rodgers and Geno Smith
have
22.
Wow. He has a 400-yard lead over Burrow for passing yards.
By the way, the MVP thing, I didn't bet it, but Hurts was still around, plus 450 last week, which he I don't know. I mean, I know Mahomes looked like he was running away with it, But some of these numbers, I think, lately have gotten out of control. Like, Hurts was still around 5-1 last week, and he's right there with Mahomes neck and neck.
Who'd you give it to?
It's a great question.
The tough call. And I think it'll come down to that Dallas game, too. Everyone will be watching. There's only two late games on Christmas Eve. That's your big one. Well, everyone will be watching Philly and Dallas. If he's so-so and the Cowboys win, and Mahomes gets the Chiefs to the one seed or the two, I mean, it's a tough call, but I think it's going to be Mahomes.
I'll go back to what I said yesterday. What if Burrow beats the Bills? In fact, what if he beats the Buccaneers and Tom Brady and they beat the Bills? So in the last month of the season, he's going to have wins.
And he's putting up big numbers. Well, then what are the numbers, though, too?
He has 25 touchdowns
now. Is he putting big numbers up?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure. What if they win the division? Which is absolutely possible right now. And then he's going to have December wins over Mahomes, Brady, and Josh Allen under that scenario. I think he's going to be live then.
Okay.
Remember, Joe Burrow came on like gangbusters last year and made it very intriguing down the stretch who was going to win the MVP.
All right. Could happen. Good race. Like the other races. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Walker, who's now hurt with the ankle sprain. 2-1. Watson, 8 touchdowns the last few games, plus 225. Wilson's 3-1 after he torched the Vikings. And Olave right there, too. He had a big drop, his first drop of the season.
He did.
But he put up numbers. Olave plus 450. This is going to go down to the wire, too.
Yeah, so what's the overall handicap here? I'm holding Walker preseason 16-1. I'm holding Watson from 3 weeks ago at 300-1. And we can kiss our Damian Pierce tickets goodbye.
You think it's it? Yeah,
he's like
they're going to win. They're going to win two games top. So that's
rough. I mean, he was right there as the co-favorite or one of the favorites only 2 weeks ago. Is it? I have nothing on Olave, nothing on Wilson. Wilson was 10-1 recently. I think Wilson's chances come on. With Mike White as a starting quarterback,
he's going to eat.
Yeah, absolutely, he is.
That's right.
The targets are going to be there, probably the catches as well. And my God, based on what happened last week, a lot of yards too.
Maybe the Packers pull Rodgers though, but again, he had the touchdown when Love came in there Watson.
Might be a good thing.
Yeah, okay.
Where Love goes to him all the time.
Now I know you're ticked off, and you were talking to Femi too. Femi is baffled by this, as many are. Sauce is now as high as $6 to win Defensive Rookie of the Year over Woolen. Woolen plus 450.
I just don't get it. There was an excellent write-up on The Athletic. The guy who covers the Vikings for that team did a round-by-round, as he called it, with Jefferson versus the Jets secondary. Now, Gardner was on Justin Jefferson 14 times this past week. Jefferson had 2 catches for 14 yards. I don't know the overall number of targets that he had or not, but it was close. Jefferson got him a couple of times. That touchdown that Jefferson caught was not on Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
That was on Reed, I believe, for the Jets. But Woolen again, and I'm watching a little bit of the red zone with the volume on Sunday, and Scott Hansen, they made it a point to show the INT by Woolen and also to show a really strong pass that he deflected to make up ground on the receiver, and it was a beautiful play because he's so long and lengthy, and he just went up like that and swatted away. He brought up making a run here. But he had another INT. His numbers are incredible. They're much better than Gardner's when it comes to the stats. And just because the Jets played another game, Gardner, more juice on him now. He was minus $3. Now he's minus $5, minus $6, like you talked about.
Yeah. Comeback player of the year, Geno's $9.
Ah, man.
Barkley, 5-1.
Barkley was minus 255 a month and a half ago.
Wow. Had a huge win and a great comeback on that final drive for Geno. And he played well against the Rams.
It looks like those Barkley tickets preseason 25 and 40-1 are going to be no good. What do you make of the defensive player of the year? I always thought this market was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Parsons is having a great year. You can't deny it. But he was minus $10 or higher before Sunday. Then Bosa had 3 more sacks. He's got 14.5 to lead everybody in the entire league. And now so Parsons came back to minus 450. And it's a 2-man race right now according to the odds.
I would agree with that.
Bosa is plus 250.
Yeah. I'd give it to Parsons, but right.
We'll a lot of football left.
That's right. The key 5, you're right. Just same thing with coach of the year. Sirianni minus 170. O'Connell, the second choice, plus 350. Salah 12-1 at one book, 8-1 at another book. He's the third choice. And I thought McDaniel dropped too low after the loss. I mean, that was... Now McDaniel's like 15 to 1.
He is.
16 to 1.
I think that goes too much on wins and losses,
it's
to be
crazy.
Honest.
Right. So,
and so, by the way, on that note, do you really think just because the Vikings held off the Jets at the goal line, O'Connell should go from where he was to plus 350 and Saleh should
go
from...
He made some horrible decisions in that game.
O'Connell?
Oh, absolutely.
I totally agree with that.
He gave the Jets 3 points before halftime.
Bingo.
And he ran the ball 3rd and 7.
Right.
Inside his own 5.
And they were out
first
game
down
by,
ends the game.
Yeah, they had 200 fewer yards than the Jets. And just because of a loss to the Jets, Saleh goes from 5 or 6 to 1 to 12 to 1. That's crazy.
Right, but they're tricky, though. I mean, because their schedule's so tough, and I don't know how good they are. Certainly, it's a completely different offense now with them in there, but you go to Buffalo, you figure to lose. You have Detroit at home, you have Jacksonville at home, and then you go to Miami and Seattle. So that's maybe more losses are coming. Maybe they miss the playoffs entirely. But then if you look at that gauntlet, you say, well, they make the playoffs, I'm going to give it to them. But again, I still say, and I've said it for months, if Philly goes 15-2, shut it down. I don't care that they made the playoffs last year. 15-2 is going to do it for this guy, or the one seed, 14-3.
What if they're 15-2, Vikings are 14-3? And they'll look at it like, well, Sirianni's in his second year. He did make the playoffs. I'm talking about getting in the voters' minds now. The Vikings were a disaster under Zimmer. They lost all these close games. Now they're finding a way to win every single week.
Yeah, I also think he'll get a lot of credit for saying, look at the improvement by Hurts, though. And look at how good the offense is.
That would be totally fair.
Quarterback's in the MVP mix. You know, that's a great race. But then again, Miami could still win this division. And Miami could win 11 games. And he's sitting there at 16-1.
I'm curious how voters look at the comeback player of the year. Because Barkley is legitimately coming back from a pretty serious injury or multiple injuries. And he's having a really good season. They're in the playoff mix. Geno Smith was just, he was an afterthought. He was a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So he's coming back from being a bad player.
We got tweets on this. They were excellent. What the hell was Matt Ryan to lead the league in interceptions? After he was that bad, not only was he, they said Ellinger was the guy the rest of the year.
Rest of the year, yeah.
And then Saturday said it in his introductory press conference. Matt Ryan leads the league in picks. He's up 2 on Detective Mills and Allen. Come on. Those odds must have been huge.
Oh, they had, I mean, he was.
That's it. We won't see him again. Now, there he is. There's Matt Ryan again.
Yep.
And who knows if he'll play the rest, how they'll treat it the rest of the year now that they're out of it. But that's wild.
You're exactly right. Do they go back to Ellinger? Or do they have somebody else on the roster they actually want to trot out there?
Right. And if they shut Matt Ryan down, then, you know, Rodgers still has 9. That must have been a huge ticket.
Yeah, for sure. I
mean, well, how long will he play as well, right? Paul Stone up next. Bowles. And how about this? They just played. It was a 23-point game. They'd be favored in a rematch. Paul Stone next, college football. Straight ahead.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Back at it. Lace them up. More World Cup. Nigel likes the Portugal match under. Log in every single match day. Receive a bet on behalf of Bet Rivers when you place a wager of at least $25. They have the latest odds, lines, and boost. To create the perfect match day experience, head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. Get on the action at Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game. Paul Stone joins us now. Paul Stone Sports. Follow him on Twitter as well to talk a little college football here. Thanks for the time, sir. Are you surprised? And any thoughts on the semifinal matchups here at Circa? They got down to 7 on the Michigan-TCU game. And what did you make? You made a bet on Ohio State-Georgia. If you can talk us through the 2 semifinals and what you're thinking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this game opened on Sunday. Michigan-TCU, Michigan favored by, you know, 9, 9.5 at a lot of places as the market settled on Sunday. And I really thought, not that I necessarily agree with it, but I thought the money was going to come on Michigan, and I really felt there was more of an opportunity that we would see 10, you know, Michigan minus 10, before we would see them only laying 7 to the Horned Frogs. So I think, you know, if you're a TCU bettor, that's your tendency to support the Horned Frogs there. You want to kind of wait, because I don't know that it's going to drop below 7, but I'm surprised at that movement. And then at the other game, Georgia, Ohio State, you know, we were talking that many respected bettors took the points with the Buckeyes. I, on Sunday, I took Georgia at -6.5 there at Westgate, as much of the market was at -7. And then just seconds later, Circa opened the game, I believe, at -6. So, you know, it's a guessing game, and that's kind of the way it goes. And but I've got Georgia -6.5 there. I just think the Bulldogs, they're battle-tested. Ohio State coming off of a 22-point defeat. I think there's more questions about the Buckeyes than the Bulldogs.
Okay, and we'll talk about this more on this coming up, but at Caesars, they have the potential national title matchups up. They just played, as you mentioned, Michigan won by 3 touchdowns on the road. If that's the championship game, they make Ohio State 2.5 against Michigan.
Yeah, I made Ohio State -1, and most of the people, you know, most of the people that I follow and communicate with have the Buckeyes as a small favorite as well. You know, anywhere between 1 and 2.5. So I think that number's right where it will be. Obviously, some things could happen in the semifinal matchups if that championship game was to come to fruition. But I think that's right where it should be and right where it would be if those teams meet again in a historic rematch.
Paul, what's your best guess at what happens between this Louisville-Cincinnati bowl game? Louisville currently laying a 2, they're laying 2 points. In this matchup, and of course the angle here is that their head coach, now their former head coach, Satterfield, took the Cincinnati job.
I tell you, Mitch, you kind of framed it perfectly. Best guess. You know, that's kind of what, you know, we never like to be guessers as handicappers, but, you know, you're really taking educated guesses at what's going to happen. And not only do you have the coaching angle, you know, I don't think there's any question that Scott Satterfield was not universally loved there at Louisville. A lot of fans, you know, he's been on the warm seat, it seems like, for the better part of the last couple of seasons. It was time to go. He saw an opportunity. He took it. You would think his current players, or the players that he left behind, rather, there at Louisville, would be motivated to play their former coach. But one of my big questions is Malik Cunningham, the Louisville quarterback. He's draft eligible. He started close to 50 games in his collegiate career. So this is a game I'm going to wait and see, because I'm not seeing anything yet on Cunningham's availability for this game, whether or not he will play. Brock Doman's played a lot of football for Louisville this year, but he is no Malik Cunningham, obviously. So I'm going to wait and see. If Cunningham plays, though, you know, I'm going to try to hit Louisville quick, because I think Louisville is going to be motivated to play Cincinnati, a team that will also be with a new coach next season.
Now let's go over what you played. New Orleans Bowl, December 21st, Western Kentucky against South Alabama. Had a hell of a year. They went 10-2, lost on a last-second field goal at UCLA, and lost at home to Troy, who went 11-2. You laid 7 with South Alabama. Take us through your thought process here.
Yeah, you know, this is the new age of college handicapping college football games. I mean, everything changed forevermore 6 years ago when Christian McCaffrey became the first player to begin the so-called trend of opting out of bowl games. And there's a key opt-out in this game, that being Western Kentucky quarterback Austin Reed. You know, Reed threw for over 4,200 yards this year, 36 touchdowns through the air. He can also run the football, ran for 8 more. Their backup didn't play hardly at all. Reed was in the, you know, he was on the field most of the time for the Hilltoppers. You look at South Alabama, this is their first bowl appearance since 2014. They were supposed to play in a bowl game last year, I believe, but I think that was one of the games that got canceled. But South Alabama got to be hungry to be back on the bowl scene. Western Kentucky just not the same team without Austin Reed. So I took the Jaguars -7 over Western Kentucky.
December 22nd, Armed Forces Bowl, Baylor against Air Force. What'd you do here?
You know, this is a Baylor team that there's a lot of sentiment out of Waco that they're a little bit disappointed in their bowl assignment. Air Force is a team that plays well in bowls. It stands to reason that they would be a difficult bowl matchup because of their unique option offense. They've covered 4 of their last 5 bowl games. One thing with Air Force, you don't have to worry about opt-outs. The Falcons are going they're gonna send their roster. They're going to be playing a Power 5 team. I got them yesterday at +7. I like the Falcons to perhaps beat Baylor in the bowl game.
Paul, the Money, Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Paul Stone, our guest, Paul Stone Sports Podcast, and at Paul Stone Sports on Twitter, college football handicapper. This is December 29th, Cheez-It Bowl. Well, you want to talk about power ratings. There's been a lot of talk about that with the Alabama situation. Oklahoma was favored in every game but one, yet went 6-6. Here they're a dog against Florida State. What'd you lay with the Seminoles?
You know, again, this is a situation of, you know, who's going to be available. It's part of the informational handicap that these bowl games have turned into. And Eric Gray, Oklahoma's top offensive player, their leading rusher, he's opted out. Several other players, including some offensive linemen, have opted out for Oklahoma. They're going to be one of the most impacted teams in the bowl season by opt-outs. On the other sideline, you have a Florida State team. Jordan Travis, he's going to return next season, playing at a high level. The Seminoles can enhance their preseason ranking going into next season. I think it's clear they're going to be a top 10 team. I think Florida State rolls the Sooners, laid the 7 with the Seminoles.
Okay, and Sugar Bowl, Alabama against Kansas State. Again, opt-outs, what'd you do with the Kansas State-Alabama game?
Yeah, listening to Matt Heumann's, you know, earlier today on the program, you know, pretty much the same thoughts as Matt. You know, this is an Alabama team that we saw what they did against Utah in a similar situation in a bowl game that really didn't matter much to them. We saw what they did more recently against Oklahoma in a similar situation. Alabama plays for the gold ball. They're not only going to be without numerous players, I don't think they're going to have a whole lot of motivation, a whole lot of incentive. Kansas State, what would a victory over Alabama, even in a, you know, a non-New Year's Six Bowl, what would it mean for that program? Kansas State beats Alabama in the bowl game.
Okay, and one more, also December 29th, Alamo Bowl, Texas against Washington. What a year they had, 10-2. Too bad they lost to Arizona State, one play away from being 11-1. You took the points. How many did you take with Washington against Texas, and tell us why?
Yeah, you know, this game yesterday, you were seeing, it really when it opened, first of all, when it opened at a sports book other than Circa on Sunday, I think it was like 3.5 Texas favored. Then it kind of settled in yesterday afternoon at 6.5. I saw 7 at Circa, took Washington +7 yesterday afternoon. This is a Husky team that's red hot. Michael Penix Jr., one of the best quarterbacks in the country. They've won 6 straight games. In that winning streak, they beat Oregon by 3. They beat the Oregon State by 3. Again, like you said, a 2-loss team, but their losses by 7 and 8 points could be 11-1, even 12-0. So I took Washington +7 there in San Antonio in the Alamo Bowl.
All right, my friend. Thanks for popping on. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck and with the contest.
Good luck to you guys. Thank you for having me on.
There you go. Paul Stone. The Bowls start December 16th. 2 games. We kick it off. Bahamas Bowl. Miami against UAB, Miami of Ohio, and then Paul Good's the Cure Bowl. I wanted to see these guys play the big boys, but Texas San Antonio against Troy in the Cure Bowl on that Friday.
It's a fun game.
Yeah, it is.
You notice this Oregon number? I saw it below 10. Now it's 11 at some spots. Bo Nix evidently is going to play in the game. The total is now creeping up to like 72 in that neighborhood right now.
OC left? Doesn't bother you?
Yeah.
At the Oak, yeah. Wow, all these guys, the movement here. Ridiculous. Yeah, that's. I don't know what you do. You're right. The Cincinnati game against Louisville. My God.
The number in the portal, I think it was early yesterday afternoon, was around 670. And then it just kept going. It kept skyrocketing. And it was more than 1,000.
How about Sanders leaving Oklahoma State?
Yeah.
What a pickup that guy would be.
They can play.
You're right. Yep. The numbers were staggering. What happened? Again, point spreads available to bet on all 4 potential college football national title games. And how about this? Only one NFL game had a bigger right this regular season. On the handle of this game, it was huge. We'll tell you what event it was coming up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Your next win is brewing. Play free fantasy football and basketball with draft time matchups presented by Miller Lite. Draft wins in 13 contests. Compete for your share of $40,000. And total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/MillerLite to get in on the action. Miller Lite, great taste, last filling. Got to be 21. Celebrate responsibly. DraftKings.com for details. This was tweeted out by Max Meyer at Caesars. And I know you were listening to Chris Andrews when he said this. You were blown away by what happened with a sporting event with the handle.
Oh, I mean, this was fascinating to me. First of all, the Max Meyer tweet over at Caesars, when he said the handle for the USC versus Utah Pac-12 championship game was unbelievable. The only football game, NFL or college, think about this, that topped the handle for USC-Utah this season was the NFL opener between the Bills and the Rams. Can you believe that? All season long, only one game topped it.
Perfect storm. Game sold out. Diehard fans, great fan base. USC and Utah. And can't get enough. And the point spread was juicy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect spot with the point spread.
Right. And no, for people coming to Las Vegas from those two markets.
Competitive game
on a Friday night.
Yep.
This was also Chris Andrews, who's been in this racket for a long, long time. He joined Tim Murray and Sean King, VSiN Primetime, weeknights at 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on VSiN. This is an hour before kickoff last Friday night here in Las Vegas. Again, listen to how popular the game was over at Chris Andrews' joint.
How busy is it right now with USC and UCLA, or excuse me, USC and Utah in town?
I got to tell you, I can't remember a bigger game than this. Now, we probably had a couple of championship games or maybe even a couple of playoff games, college I'm talking about. But this is the biggest betting game that I can remember. And to tell you, I can't remember the other one that any bigger than this. This is like this would be like a major pro game, like a major pro playoff game. Tons of business. Of course, having it here in town isn't hurting at all. And, we're so crowded here at the South Point with all the rodeo stuff going on. We just got a ton of people in here, and the betting's been fantastic.
The city was, couldn't get a hotel room under $300.
Absolutely.
With the rodeo, what was going on with Utah fans and USC fans. And if they won, they were in the playoff. So perfect storm.
And you're talking about an NFL playoff game, Micah. Yeah. Can you imagine in 2 years what this sucker's going to be? You know, and then we're getting the Final Four too. There's another one.
Yeah, but just like that, that'll tell you what the 12-team playoff is going to look like for
Right. Event. It was an event.
It'll challenge the NFL playoffs. That's how big this could be.
Yeah.
So
fascinating.
Yeah, I you know, you never know at certain books, right? When Nick Bogdanovich used to be over at William Hill, and we would talk to him after like big events, and he would come on and say, yeah, you know, guys, the UFC this past weekend, bigger than like an NFL playoff game. We're like, what? We knew it was a good card. He's like, the bets would not stop coming. Huge bets coming in from all over.
I can't remember where it was placed, but certainly it helped. There was a $900,000 bet on USC.
I think that was there. I think it was at Caesars.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's why the handle was so
there you
big.
Go. Yeah, sure. There you go. Absolutely. At Caesars, all four potential national title matchups are up. Even though they just played and Michigan beat them by 3 touchdowns, Ohio State would be 2.5 against Michigan.
How would you bet that game?
Well, you have to consider Ohio State's going to beat Georgia then.
Right.
So that's what that would do to the power. And oh, my God, in prison. And how does Michigan look against TCU? You know, that's fascinating, though, as well. If Michigan blows out TCU, and even if Ohio's, yes, they would beat the big boy here and knock off number one. But still, people would prison the moment to just say, wait a second. I just watched this game. They punched him in the mouth, and they couldn't do anything about it.
Well, this
and it was on the road.
Yeah, it's a carbon copy of what happened last year when Alabama smoked Georgia in the SEC title game, and Georgia was a pretty large favorite in that game. If I recall correctly, they were in the touchdown range, maybe touch 7 there for a little bit. Alabama destroyed them, and that was after Bama was looking shaky against Auburn in the Iron Bowl. They met again in the national title game, and Georgia was still favored, but a much smaller favorite, and you heard people make the case all across the country, like, I'm riding with Georgia this time. I don't care that they just got beat by 17 or whatever it was. They're going to win the game, and they killed Bama in the title game.
I'm with Paul Stone. I like Georgia. In the semifinal, and it's surprising here that they take big bets here, but they got down to Michigan 7 against TCU. Georgia would be 8 against Michigan. Well, it didn't go well last year.
No.
I mean, that thing was over early, and I would expect Georgia to win by double digits if that's the national title game, too.
Are you intrigued by Michigan lane 7 right now? You want to do that with the Wolverines? I'm with Paul Stone. I thought this was going to creep closer to 10 than 8-7.
Right.
So it makes
me... Because the disrespect of TCU all year. I mean, even by respected guys as well. I mean, it's not just one guy, but Brad Powers, how many breaks can go your way and the injuries and the close calls, but find a way to win.
You know, we
got to give them respect.
We did see it this year with both these teams. They don't care about your ticket that you have. The TCU cover against West Virginia was... If you had the Mountaineers, and I know several people who did... That's one of the worst beats of the entire season.
Well, Matt mentioned he thought Harbaugh knew what the number was. How about Brom? What are you kicking field goals for there? You don't think Brom wanted to cover? You want to cover or win the game?
That's a tight game at halftime.
He kicked a field goal, fourth and 6 from the 10. Down, what were they down? And then Harbaugh goes for 2 to put it on 17.
That was a fun one.
It was another one. I'm like, oh my God, he's killing me here.
Yeah. Okay, so you're on the Georgia side then. Against Ohio State.
Yes, and if they play Michigan in the title game.
Yep.
Yes.
I'd back you with that. Maybe Georgia money line right now, or just to win it outright. They're like -135, -140.
I also bet that. I bet Georgia even money to win it all a couple weeks ago.
Okay, that's good.
And I also came back and took Ohio State 12-1, anticipating that the Pac-12 would mess this up. So, and Andy Staples was phenomenal yesterday. You can check that out on the podcast, but imagine if it's Ohio State, Michigan for all the marbles.
I would actually love to see that.
That would
I really would. Even though that's going to cost me a ticket on Georgia.
Yeah.
But that would be fascinating to me.
Yeah, and he wasn't that concerned. But I do like the fact that Kirby Smart can scream and yell at him about what happened in the second half against LSU.
So do I.
Sure. And I see their A game. Their A game has been unbelievable the last couple years.
Well, when they have to bring it against, when they know they have to bring it against other teams that could be a threat. I mean, it's just total destruction. They're so good. They have so much talent. It's what he said yesterday, Staples. They are Ohio State. They're the same program, but they just have better players and better athletes.
I would be concerned with how Kansas State threw it on TCU too, and the success that Howard had.
Oh,
could be a big problem for him.
Right. Dad, you're betting numbers, not teams. 7, Michigan. I thought for sure I was going to be dealing in no man's land the entire time and probably not have a bet. Yeah. But now that it's down to seven, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, sure. What a story, though. I think 200-1 to win the title before the season.
Our producer got TCU at 80-1. Dustin, November 4th? November 8th?
Early November.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, everyone's like, well, the loss is coming. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
They're out.
He showed me the ticket last week, and I'm like, dude, when did you bet that after they beat Oklahoma, which I think was like early October? He's like, no, yeah. It was like November 8th or something. I'm like, November 8th?
Wow. Well done.
Yeah, it's a good ticket. Good ticket. Until they lose by 3 touchdowns this week. Sorry, Dustin.
Yeah.
Time for the pro tip of the hour here. Paul Stone had a couple of good ones.
Yes, he had several. So you're talking about a lot of factors here.
Yeah, yep.
You have motivation. You have resting starters. You have the transfers. You have quarterback situations. All that comes into play. And it was big with his bet on Kansas State with the opt-outs with Alabama. More could be coming. Coaching moves as well and quarterback situations. It all came into play with games he gave out earlier. And that's the pro tip. And you can get them. We do them every hour here on the network, 20 a day. And go to vsin.com. And if you're a subscriber, you get all of them. You can sort them by show and by sport.
Yeah, I really liked what he said about Air Force when we had a good chuckle about that.
Yeah, no opt-outs there.
Like, they're not opting out. Nope, you know that for sure. They're not going to rest. Also, the quarterback situations for Florida State and Washington. And Washington, they were 7. He grabbed Washington plus 7, but I still think 6 is worth a bet, too, with the Huskies against Texas. And always a good sign when Michael Penix, was never up for the Heisman this year, although he led the country in like some key categories, and they had a really good season. He announced that he's going to come back next year. That's really, really good for that program.
How do you feel about moving to the playoff where you get the bye if you win the conference title game? People are going to get ticked off.
I know they are.
You're going to get someone of, oh my God, there's a 4-loss team, and they shocked the world. Now they're a top 4 seed.
So now they're actually going to go from having the title games being, in my opinion, completely meaningless.
Now they mean everything.
Now they mean everything in the world.
Yes,
it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, he's right. Follow the money. Sure.
But I would have a problem if Clemson is a 3 seed this year.
Right.
Like, that's an issue.
That was the flaw. What's the reward for Michigan winning the conference? They would get Alabama in the 2-7.
That's
right. Ohio State would get Clemson in the 3-6. Wait a second. They benefited by losing that game.
Yes, they did.
When you look at it.
People are going to be screaming holy hell for sure. I'm not so concerned about the teams that are left out, 13th, 14th, 15th best teams.
No.
That's not going to be an issue anymore. But this is going to be cool. Imagine when it happens for the first. What would Utah be?
They would have been the 4.
The 4 seed.
Yes.
With 3 losses.
The 4 or the 5. I think the 4. Yeah.
We will recap that truly disgraceful loss last night coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf-Vedado. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.